Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 through 17. The Reverend Craig Niemeyer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to a sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of one bread. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. In the saving name of Jesus, amen. It is a privilege and honor to be in this holy, special, sacred place, given the opportunity to proclaim the life-giving word of Jesus and deliver the gospel, the very power of God unto salvation. Good to be here. And yet, in light of everything that's kind of going on with some of the national news today and some of the grief and the pain that some today are bearing, and on 9/11, and in light of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I feel just a touch bit limited. That I have not the privilege and the joy also this morning to be able to share with you the banquet of salvation. And so I'll ask instead an anticipatory question or two aimed at a waiting people. How long? How long do you have to wait until you get to once again dine in the presence of Christ and sit at his table of salvation? Or is not the bread that we break a participation, a joining together in with the very body of Christ himself? Another question for awaiting people who, no matter where they are or have been, have this strong sense of the great and good yet up in front of them. I ask also, how far? How many miles yet do you have to go until you arrive at that holy place where Jesus, with forgiveness from his wounds, does draw near to his people? For is not the cup that we bless at the same time a participation, a joining together, a oneness, a unity with the very blood of Jesus,
once shed on Calvary's altar and delivered to us by way of promise. It is who and how we are as a people on the move, going from table to table, from meal to meal. Like the wise men who traversed from afar, not counting any distance too great to arrive in the presence of the Jesus born as Savior of nations. Or maybe a little bit closer to home, perhaps it's like the young one in the back seat of the vehicle, a pest to everybody else because he keeps asking the repeated question, how long, how long, how long, how long, until we get to Grandma's place? And honestly, it could be, the answer could be for him 2 hours or 2 minutes, but it would seem like an eternity. Because of the greatness of what awaits, he's ready to be there right now. We are a blessed people to be given this place to run to. And that, by our Lord's command through the apostles, we are to do. A present tense, ongoing command. Flee idolatry. See the environment. Know the landscape. And not underestimating the damage that can be done by false worships before false gods at pagan altars, to make every effort to get away. Plenteous opportunities for the baptized then and today to join together with the neighbors around. Good gifts in and of themselves, but if they have risen in our heart to the level of idolatry, you can call it by whatever name that you want to. Pleasure in the moment, the upbuilding of my own personal brand, the need for me, the perception that I need to rub shoulders with these people of influence, or maybe it's just simply the rush, the thrill of joining together in the arena entertainment. Those gods that promise us so much, like so many other, and yet can ultimately never deliver. They do call upon their adherents to make quite the show of it. Like the false prophets on Mount Carmel before Elijah, dancing and crying and hooping and hollering and cutting themselves, trying to get the gods to respond, and yet no answer from heaven, no water on the altar. Leaving the adherents where many people find themselves today, simply spent and exhausted from all of the energy that went into the gods. Scars on their bodies, marks on their lives, the only memory of a God who could take, but give not life back in return. Christ, through Paul, says, flee them. And then gives us the beautiful place to run to. Not anything of our making, but simply receiving the promise, Christ being where he promises to be. Right, a place to run from and a place to go to, both poles I think are necessary for us as we live out our lives as a people of the now and the not yet. Where are you going from and how long until you get there? It's like maybe the woman in an abusive relationship thinking she knows where she wants to get out of and having the opportunity of a safe haven house, and she's learned the address. But she still has deeper questions about who's going to be there to unlock the door and who will the staff be on hand to receive me in, and are they, these ones in the new location, trustworthy? Mm-hmm. Jesus, the Christ, in his last will and testament, is promised to be with his people at table. Trustworthy? See him today in the scriptures speak Lazarus alive and announce peace out there on the tumultuous sea and release that guilty woman from the power and effect of her condemning sin and trust that Jesus, your rock and your refuge and your ever-present help in the time of trouble, does not stay far away, but with life, love, forgiveness, and grace to give to his people does draw near. Jesus, once on a cross and now burst forth from the grave. The Lord, who today is at the right hand of the Father, reigning and ruling over all of it, and also so that we may know comfort and strength to draw near, present with his people at table by way of promise. For me, back home to Worms, Nebraska, by now approximately 71 and a half hours and some 550 miles to get back home, some shuttles and airplanes and a pickup to take me there. I'm kind of viewing it a little bit as a retreat from the temptation of idolatry back into the loving presence of Jesus. No matter how long or how far for you, 'tis good, Lord Jesus, for us to be in your presence. In the saving name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.